So Fred Nat's on deck pregame show, a Thursday night in Salem. Freddie's going for their fifth straight win and third straight over the Salem Red Sox. Eric Bach joined by the Fred Nat's closer, Marquise Grissom Jr., just picked up his ninth save of the year last night to hold on to a 8-7 victory. And Marquise, the season's been great for you so far. You've really taken hold of that closer role. Tell me in your words how you think your season's going so far.
It's going well, just staying healthy and dominating. That's the main thing, is just keep getting strike one. I was injured at the start of the year, so just to come back and try, main focus is to stay healthy and throw strikes. So
far, so good on both of those things since you've been back from injury. For you, you told me earlier in the year that you really relish the high-pressure, late-game situations. Where do you think that came from?
Just always been a competitor all my life. Probably some from my dad. Even having a lot of siblings, just always competing, always having that thing where if I want to go get it, I got to go get it.
How much do you talk to your dad on a daily basis during the season?
I talk to him almost daily. He seen me pitch last week, but I talk to him almost daily. Every time after I pitch, for sure, he watches it, tells me how he felt about my outing, and just give me positive thoughts to just keep going in the season.
So he's more of an encourager rather than a coach, right?
Yeah. He's done with the coaching with me. He just wants me to make sure I keep going, stay on the right path.
Earlier we did a video promo asking the pitchers who would be the best hitter on the pitching staff, and you were the name that came up the most. I know you were a two-way guy for a while. Have you thought about maybe, going back to the position player part of your game in pro ball, or you just want to stay focused on the mound?
I want to stay focused on the mound, but I would never turn down an at-bat. So I would just always keep that ready in the offseason, maybe get a couple of swings in the offseason. But I'm trying to stay healthy, so I'm going to focus on the mound for now.
Talking with Marquise Grissom Jr. here on Fred Nat's on Deck. So last night it's the four-out save. You have to come in and get the last out of the eighth inning and then three outs in the ninth. Ended up with the bases loaded in the ninth. Just walk me through that situation last night, because that was something that we haven't seen you do a whole lot this year, is come in the eighth and then have to go extend into the ninth. Is that something that you're telling the skipper, like, yeah, I can go in the eighth, or is that just a decision that he and Lordy are making?
It's always their decision. I just control and just be ready whenever they call my name. And to go out there and get that out, which is very important because it was a close game, first and third with two outs. The main thing was just get that out and then go back out there in the ninth. I struggled a little bit in the ninth after I got two outs, but just had to work through it and make sure that I finished the game.
I mean, obviously, we can get over 500 for the first time since opening weekend with a win tonight, very much in contention in the second half. And I think a huge reason that that is possible now is because of the bullpen's work as a group. As the anchor of this bullpen, what can you say about the guys in front of you and how they've really improved throughout the season?
Well, I feel like the more it's been having a lot of more chemistry, just meeting them over time. We all got the same goal, which is to win and be great teammates, and just really knowing that we could trust each other and we all got each other's back. And as the closer, I always make sure they know that I got their back and I know they have mine.
When you were pitching earlier in your life, were you always a relief guy? Did you start? Or how did you turn into a closer?
This is my first year closing. I started at Georgia Tech, and I didn't pitch much in high school at all. So, I started at all of my years at Georgia Tech, and then this is my first year closing around June.
When was that a conversation that they had with you, like, Marquise, we think this is a role that would be good for you, or is that just something that you excelled in so it kind of stuck?
I'm not sure. They threw me out there one time in the ninth down one against Charleston, and that was my first save. So after that, I've been in that situation for the most part.
And for you, the rest of the year, obviously you want to just keep on closing games, you want to keep on winning games, but is there anything specifically that you're working on that you want to accomplish before the end of this 2023 regular season?
Just continue to throw strikes, being more consistent. I tend to rush. I even rushed last night. I could feel myself rushing, but just tend to slow down, play at my own pace, and just continue to throw strikes.
For the team, obviously the vibes are really good right now, in a playoff chase, 100%. Can you give me the pulse of the clubhouse and where we are as far as chasing that second half championship?
real positive. We know we have a chance. We know we've been had a chance. We won the second half last year when I got here for the last part of the year, and I feel like we can do it again, and we all know that we can do it again. So even having the 2023 draft guys come in, they want to win as well, coming off their college years, and we just ready. We all been just keeping a positive attitude, win or lose, and we just going to keep going and try to win that second half.
Marquise Grissom Jr. here on Fred Nats on Deck. Freddie's looking for their fifth straight win here in Salem. Thank you, Marquise.
Thank you.